Hello, welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, International Monetary Fund reschedules board meeting on the second tranche of $600 million for Ghana to January 11 next year. Also, interest rates return to their downward path following an ease in inflation. Plus, the Association of Ghana Industries mounts pressure on the Bank of Ghana to consider reducing the policy rate following a significant drop in inflation in the month of November. Details coming up. We are just 7 days away towards the Christmas festivities. I'm excited about that this morning. My name is Darryl Kwao. Hello to our friends listening from Koforidu on KTU Radio. We want to first start with this news story from the IMF. The International Monetary Fund has rescheduled the board meeting for the approval and disbursement of $600 million for Ghana to January 11, 2024. This is what Joy Business has picked up from some members of the official creditor committee working on the country's external debt negotiations. George Afi has details.
This is the new day that the IMF has agreed to have a board meeting on Ghana. It is expected to consider the IMF report on the country's second program review and possible disbursement of some $600 million to the country. It is coming after the IMF was forced to reschedule this meeting on three occasions, that is from the middle of November this year to December 2023. The last date for this year was December 21, 2023. This was due to challenges in reaching a deal with China on the proposed restructuring of its debts. However, Joy Business understands that there has been some significant progress made just last week, indicating that this time round, they could reach a deal before this board meeting date. Joy Business is learning that what the IMF is looking for is not a finalized agreement on restructuring of Ghana's debt, but what some may call a letter of comfort that they are okay with the terms proposed and they are now open to negotiating with Ghana. It was based on this firm assurance that the IMF secured from the official creditor committee that it went ahead to schedule this new date. Based on what we have picked up, it is clear that Ghana would not get the IMF cash disbursement before the end of this year, but rather in 2024.
George Afi with that report. The British High Commission in Ghana is hopeful government will conclude discussions with external creditors to enable Ghana access the $600 million second tranche of the IMF cash. The government is hoping to conclude discussions with external debt creditors, particularly China, to help the country continue with the IMF program. Speaking to Joy Business at the Made in Ghana Property and Lifestyle Expo, the Deputy British High Commissioner to Ghana, Keith McMahon, said Ghana's economy has shown signs of recovery under the IMF program.
I mean, I think Ghana has successfully kind of turned its economy, done a deal with the IMF. The IMF have reported that, you know, it's doing well on the red lines that they set for Ghana to meet. So, and I think if Ghana continues along that path with its economic track record before COVID, etc., I can only see positives for Ghana.
Deputy British High Commissioner to Ghana, Keith McMahon. In line with a significant decline in inflation, interest rates returned to their downward path after going up for the second consecutive week. The decrease in the rates is one of the biggest in recent times. Here's a Business Desk report.
Interest rates fell across the yield curve after going up consecutively for 2 weeks. According to the auction results by the Bank of Ghana, the rate on the 91-day T-bill is to 29.04% from 29.58% the previous week. The 182-day T-bill also went down to 31.96% from 31.13% previously. The one-year bill also plummeted by 96 basis points to 32.49%. Meanwhile, the government secured about 4.726 billion cedis of the T-bills auction, about 18% oversubscription. It's however accepted 4.723 billion cedis. The 91-day bill was the most subscribed by 3.150 billion, representing 66.6% of the total bid. All of the bids were accepted. It was followed by the 364-day bill, in which 794.44 million cedis were tendered, but 791.75 million cedis were accepted. The 182-day bill saw a subscription of 782.05 million cedis.
Well, speaking of interest rates, some commercial banks say they'll continue to engage customers on the inconsistencies in interest rates before lending. Interest rates fell across the yield curve after going up consecutively for 2 weeks. Now, according to head of retail banking at FBN Bank Ghana, Alan Kwe, some banks are working on improving various toxic assets. He spoke to Joy Business at the UPSA Law School Quarterly Banking Roundtable.
How far can a bank negotiate with a customer in a situation like this? He will stick to his pound of flesh and say, I did it for 1 year. You chose the risk and therefore you must pay. You know how they are. You know how customers are. Sometimes when it's not in their favor, they will talk, they will ask for reductions. But when it is in their favor, they are very hard to negotiate. So yes, we will do some negotiations with them where it's possible. But it could take as much as 6 months to have some of these changes in rates apply and to apply to impact on the customer.
Alan Kwetha, head of retail banking at FBN Bank Ghana. Turning to other news now, the governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ennis Addison, has signaled the regulator's commitment to implement policy measures that will help sustain the reduction in the rate of inflation. It follows a significant drop in November. The governor described the significant spike in inflation last year is unfortunate, but promised a downward trend going forward. The governor said this at the end of year cocktail for financial sector CEOs and board members.
Ladies and gentlemen, the policy mix under the IMF supported busy program is gradually yielding positive results. From the peak of 54.1% in December 2022, headline inflation declined to 25% in October 2023, and today it has fallen to 26.4%. I kept on reminding people that inflation was at 12.7% in December 2021, and what we saw in 2022 should not be used to gather. Today, we have indicated that inflation in 2022 was just a blip, and we are quickly returning to where we were before the crisis.
That was Bank of Ghana Governor Dr. Ennis Addison. Meantime, the Association of Ghana Industries is mounting pressure on the Bank of Ghana to consider reducing the policy rate following the significant drop in inflation in November. It says this will enable businesses go in for more credit to expand the operations. According to Greater Accra Regional Chairman Chonam Akpelu, the decline in inflation is not having a positive impact on businesses due to the high cost of borrowing.
The central bank have largely used the inflation targeting model in setting their policy rates. And given that the inflation has just declined significantly, we are expecting that the central bank would follow the same policy and reduce the policy rates. That way, we can see significant results in how much our loans are being priced in the banks. And so for us, this is good news, and we quickly want to see how the central bank reduce the policy rates. Otherwise, then we can't see the full gains for private sector. The only way we see the result is when the reduced inflation rates translates into reduced policy rates, so that the eventual interest rate that the banks apply to businesses would be impacted, so that we'll have cheaper loanable funds for our industries to grow.
Chona Makpelo is Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the AGI. Mobile Money Limited, a subsidiary of MTN Ghana, has resolved to dialogue with mobile money agents over what it describes as insufficient compensation for their services. Speaking at the 2023 National Momo Awards night, our chief executive, Shaibu Haruna, said though a solution has not been found, negotiations are ongoing to ensure customers are not burdened with excessive costs. This, he believes, will be critical in deepening financial inclusion.
We are actively engaging them on that front, and there are a couple of engagements that are happening. You know, we have to manage a relationship in terms of the customer taking the burden, and we have to also ensure that there's also a balance in terms of what the agent is also earning. So there are a number of things that we need to balance in order to make sure that the ecosystem is sustainable. We can't, at this point, be able to have a firm agreement, but we are working with them to work out modalities on how we resolve the issue. It's a concern that we appreciate, but we also have engaged them on the basis that we need to look at it in a much more broader sense in terms of its impact on customers and also the entire ecosystem.
A total of 44 awards were presented in six different categories, with My Kids Pride Links Enterprise adjudged the overall best agent. Also, J. Obeying Ventures adjudged overall best merchant. Now let's turn to the stock market this morning. MTN Ghana is expected to be the most active stock on the Ghana Stock Exchange this week. Here's Grace Munayan of Data Bank Research with how your stocks will fare.
Last week's trades ended with four price movers of a gainer and three laggards. Farmville PLC closed as a sole gainer for the week, while Ecobank Ghana, MTN Ghana and Carl Bank all declined. Driven by their declines, the Ghana Stock Exchange Composite Index lowered by 2.15% weekly to a year-to-date gain of 25.35%, while the Data Bank Stock Index contracted 1.69% weekly to a year-to-date gain of 18.35%. Aggregate market turnover declined by 86% to 2.26 million Ghana cedis after trades in 3 million shares. MTN Ghana closed as the most active stock, accounting for 86% and 55% of aggregate volumes and turnover. We took the share price of Ecobank Ghana to decline this week due to the excess supply of the company's shares on the market. For Joy Business Report, Grace Munanyun of Data Bank Research.
Thanks, Grace. Before we go, let's check the markets this morning. Let's begin with the